Blog Talk Radio.
Insecure. Isn't that a great thought to ponder? You know, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, you know, you really hit the nail on the head with that one. Well, I trust that I have, and I want us to go on a journey of discovery and let us grow together as we explore this very question. I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, and I'm so excited about the journey we're on and where we're going with today's topic.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and boy, do we have a great subtopic for you that I'm so excited about. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, if you haven't already, take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week, right here on Motivational Mondays is always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Inspired Media, the number 4, and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Do you want to win? I know I sure do. Well, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then we will open up our program for your audience participation, at which time we invite your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. You know, if you don't already have your notepads, your pens, your laptops, your desktops, your iPads, your tablets, your smartphone with your notes, whatever you need to capture the richness, the jewels and gems that will be shared today, I encourage you to grab it, so that when we open our lines up, you have clarity around maybe your question or the comment that you want to share with us on today. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email. Go old school. Send a message in a bottle of carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Why? Because we couldn't do it without Y-O-U. So we say thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. Today's subtopic is, in our Shape Up series, conquer your insecurities. Conquer your insecurities. Oh, my, I know this is a tough one for all of us, self-included. Everyone has had at least one or more, if not more, limiting beliefs that have prevented you from getting a greater fullness of what you desire on your journey. Those limited beliefs, I'm sure, are preventing you right where you are from achieving your dreams and preventing you from working your vision and living out the fullness of your desires, achieving your goals, whatever that may look like. Limiting beliefs, if we don't manage them, they will get the best of us. And so today I am hopeful that we will see the insecurities from a different point of view, that we will identify them if we're in the process of struggling with them, and recognize how we can navigate away from the insecurities, the limiting beliefs that prevent us from living out our dreams. You know, I often think of my own personal story. I remember when I was seeking to determine what is it that I was created to do. And so I went on this intense personal journey of discovery. At the time, I was in real estate and I was doing real estate finance. And so, you know, I knew that industry like the back of my hand, all aspects of it. I was in property management at the time. I had transitioned out of real estate. And I was really on this journey of seeking, okay, what is it that I have been created to do? You see, if I was to say at that time what it was that I would do, clearly I would have been a real estate mogul. I mean, that was the journey that I was on. That was familiar to me. That was what I knew. But interestingly enough, God had another plan for my life. And this unearthing, this unlocking the code of my purpose in him led me to who I am today, the speaker, the teacher, trainer, and the coach. But I must say, that was hard for me to embrace. I was very insecure about standing before people. I remember hearing a quote that people would rather die a painful death by fire than to stand and speak before a group. And in my ignorance at the time, I thought, yes, death by fire, because I felt so insecure about standing up before a group. I can think of situation after situation in, you know, standing before a group that I had to deal with the insecurities that came with this journey that was unfamiliar for me. You know, when I got the awareness of the coach, I thought, oh, that's cute. See, the only child, she was like, oh, speaking to someone privately on the phone in a one-on-one coaching session. Okay, yeah, I can do that. A limited amount of people in a group. Yeah, okay, maybe a little uncomfortable, but I can do that. But standing before a group and addressing an audience, that was something that was well beyond what I felt comfortable in doing, and I felt very insecure about that. You know, oftentimes when I think about insecurities, many times we deal with the negative thoughts of, you know, I'm not good enough. Yep, I can say, I can relate to that one. I'm not good enough. Maybe for you it wasn't I'm not good enough, but maybe yours was, I don't know, maybe it was I'm not smart enough. I did well in school, so I didn't struggle as much with that one, very analytical, intellectual, you know, I mean, not the smartest, but I definitely didn't struggle in feeling like I wasn't smart enough, but definitely feeling like, ooh, who am I? I'm not good enough to be standing in front of a group of people, so I felt insecure. Maybe on your journey, you're not struggling with I'm not good enough or I'm not smart enough. Maybe you're dealing with the lack of resources, and so you feel like, I'm not wealthy enough. I don't have the resources that are needed to start the business, to live out my dreams, and so therefore, it has caused insecurities. You're thinking, my bank account, you don't know what it looks like. That makes me feel insecure when you're saying, live out your dreams, work your vision, so you can achieve your goals. Okay, so maybe you're not struggling with, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not wealthy enough. Maybe your struggle is, I'm not attractive enough. I'm feeling like I'm an ugly duckling. I'm not attractive enough. I don't have the look that's required to pursue my dreams. I don't have the look that's required. And so it has caused me to feel insecure. I'm not attractive enough. I don't know. Are you struggling with that one? I can relate to that one, being that, you know, I was born with eczema, and so my skin was very damaged as a little girl into my early adulthood. And so I felt the insecurities of I'm not attractive enough. And that was really a struggle for me. And that coupled with I'm not good enough to be in front of the group. So here you're dealing with I'm not attractive enough. And now I'm not feeling good enough to be in front of a group. And I'm being transparent with you today to share with you these were the insecurities that I had to battle and I had to conquer in order to pursue the call on my life and live out my dreams. I'm still in process, but I had to deal with these areas of struggle. What is your area of struggle? I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not wealthy enough, meaning I don't have the resources. I'm not attractive enough. Maybe you feel like I'm not adaptable enough. I don't know how to adapt in situations. Is that your struggle? Whatever it may be, all of us, we have a backdrop story of I'm not, dot, 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 I'm not, dot, 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 I am not, dot, dot, dot. Maybe I didn't say yours. Maybe it's not, you're not feeling good enough or smart enough or wealthy enough, attractive enough, adaptable. But you have something that has become an insecurity in you that has caused you to stall on your journey. I know early on, until I was able to overcome this, I'm not attractive enough to be in front of the group, and so therefore I'm not good enough because I don't have the look. Until I was able to overcome those issues, I couldn't stand before a group, and I had to do the self-work to overcome those issues. What about you? What's preventing you from working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams? What are those limited beliefs that are preventing you from living out your dreams? Maybe it's something that someone spoke. Maybe it's the negative words that someone around you spoke, and you know, you begin to buy into those words. I'm not sure. And those words have caused you to feel insecure. They've caused you not to feel good enough. They've caused you not to feel smart enough. What is it that is preventing you from working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams? Today is our day to really evaluate and assess. What are the limiting beliefs that we need to conquer in order to get on the other side so that we can achieve what we desire and on our journey have a win? And that's what I want us to look at and deal with on today. I really do. I want us to look at how to stop being insecure, because until we can get beyond the insecurities and establish a greater self-esteem and self-confidence about who we are going to be in this place of being paralyzed and stuck and not able to move forward. We may not speak it verbally, but internally, there is a battle. You know, it's interesting that I had a conversation with someone today, and you never know where people are. And we were talking about this process of comparing, because so often, the reason why we don't feel good enough or smart enough or attractive enough or what have you is because we're comparing ourselves to other people. And so that comparison causes us to then begin to diminish who we are and doubt who we are. And so our journey becomes about trying to be a carbon copy of someone else instead of being the unique original that we were created to be. And so how do we stop being insecure? Are you wondering that very question? I mean, really, are you sitting there on the edge of your seat? And I hope you are leaning in and saying, Coach Adams, woo, you have driven down my street, up my driveway, you're knocking on my door. Because until you deal with the limiting beliefs that are causing you to be insecure, you're going to be in this cycle of insanity. And it's time to break the insanity. You see, and I know you've heard this before, insanity has been defined as doing the same things over and over and expecting different results. And I often challenge myself as well. I'm thinking on certain areas and areas of my life I'm processing. Coach Adams, do you need to break the insanity? Are you getting in the habit of doing the same things over and over and yet expecting different results? And oftentimes I'll say yes, and I'll check myself. And it's great to have that awareness and to check yourself so that you can make the shift, because so often we can get into those places where we recognize that we've gotten into those habits that don't serve us. And then we have to have the aha moment, and we have to bring ourselves back to this place of being woke, because we can easily go unconscious and allow ourselves to get into the routine of the insanity because it's familiar, it's what we know. It takes a lot to stay conscious, to stay woke, and to make that shift continuously. It's easier to go into that state of unconsciousness and to get into those familiar habits that are rooted at our core. And so breaking the insanity is breaking the habits of those things that are not serving us, that we've been doing over and over, and we're expecting different results. I don't know where you need to get different results today, but I want to challenge you and bring you to another level of awareness to say that you have to identify the limiting beliefs. What are those things that are causing you insecurities? You have to conquer that. Break the chains of limited beliefs, whatever they may be. The I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not wealthy enough, I'm not attractive enough, I'm not adaptable enough, I am not, I am not, I am not, dot, 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 whatever that may be. If yours wasn't named, you fill in the blank. And now navigate in a different way on our journey, breaking the insanity. Because unless you like the results that you're getting, now is the time to make a shift. You know, it's now spring. We are in the midst of spring. Spring is upon us. Yesterday was the first day of spring. And you have to determine, are you going to spring into action? This springing into action means that you're going to do some things potentially that you haven't done before so that you can get different results that you haven't gotten before. But you have to first do the spring cleaning and get rid of the limiting beliefs, get rid of and break the insanity of the things that have not been serving you up to this point. You know, spring represents us going into the second quarter of the year. We're right about there. Have you gotten the results that you desire in this first quarter? Have you? Are you reevaluating? Don't wait until the year ends. We should be reevaluating continuously and adjusting constantly, making different decisions, making shifts where we need to make shifts, and conquering the limiting beliefs, those things that are preventing us from working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. So, how to stop being insecure? How to increase your self-esteem? Well, number one, and this one is so key, and in one of my coaching sessions, I spoke about this thing today, and it comes up regularly. It's really based on one of my favorite books, and that is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, and I actually teach a class on this through the Champion Leadership Academy with my church. And so this habit of values is so key. And so, number one, in order for me to stop being insecure and increasing and developing, building my self-esteem, I must navigate through life on my journey based on my values. And you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, I don't even know what my values are. And if that's the case, guess what? That's the issue. Why? Because our values should be, notice I said should be, what's at our core, guiding and directing us on our journey. And so if something is contrary to your values, the principles at your core, your belief system, then you navigate away from it. You see, my value system at my core is based on the principles of God's word. Now, maybe that's not yours, and that's okay. I'm sharing with you what's mine. But you have to get clear on what are the values at your core. Because when I said to you in the opening that I struggled with not feeling like I was good enough, you see, the principles at my core, the values at my core based on God's word, which is my guiding light, that's how I navigate on my journey. God's word tells me that I am more than enough because of who he is in me. And so the I'm not good enough, for me, based on my values at my core, that's a lie because of who is on the inside of me, which is greater. But if I lose focus of my values, I would buy into all of the talk and the stuff that would tell me I'm not good enough. The fact that I have the experience of not feeling attractive, see, it was that made me feel like I'm not good enough because I'm not attractive enough. Whatever it is that you're buying into, you have to navigate based on your value. And if you don't know your value, then you have to discover your values and allow that to guide you from the inside out, not the outside in, because the stuff on the outside will always make you feel insecure, will always make you feel like you're not enough. You know, one of my favorite movies is The Devil Wears Prada, and I recently did a little video vignette on this, but bringing in a different aspect because of, you know, just reconnecting with that, and I think they had a 15-year anniversary recently, so there's a lot that has come up around it. And so what's interesting is that the Andy character, when she went to have her interview with Miranda Priestly, the then assistant, I can't remember her name, Emily's character, you know, when she said, did you know you were coming to interview for a fashion magazine? And she's giggling and like, really? Because of how she looked. And so that could make someone feel insecure and like, I'm not good enough. And so if you're not clear on who you are from the inside out, those on the outside of you, the world, would make you feel like you're not good enough. And I remember in one scene that Andy was a size 6. And one of the other characters told her, well, a size 6 today is a 14, meaning you're big. And again, the world would constantly make you feel like you're not good enough. And so if your values are not navigating, if you're not navigating based on your values, it will cause you to feel insecure. And that's why our power can't come from the outside in, but rather it has to come from the inside out based on our values, the principles, and our belief system. So what are your values? What's your belief system? Do you even know? Tap into that, increase that, and allow that to be how and the way in which you're navigating on your journey. Number two, you have to take care of you before you take care of anybody else. This is something else that oftentimes people struggle with. We're people pleasers. We want to take care of everybody else. And because we've lost ourselves, we've lost the self-care of us, we feel insecure because we so want to please the people around us. And if I'm not pleasing them, if they're not feeling good, then I'm now feeling insecure and not good enough about myself. You know, I often reference that when you take flight on a plane, I love to travel, they tell you, put the oxygen on you first. If there is a loss of cabin pressure, put the oxygen on you first. And so often we want to care for other people and it becomes a detriment to us. And it allows us to feel insecure in some way or another. And when you care for others before yourself, you're saying indirectly that you're not good enough. You're not worthy enough. You know, self-care has really gotten a bad rap. It really has. People would say, if you care for yourself, you're so selfish and narcissistic and da-da-da-da-da. Self-care, keeping it in its proper perspective, is healthy. Now, yes, you do have the narcissist. It is all about them. That's a different focus than someone who is caring about themselves, so that they can now be full to serve others. But so often, we are serving at a deficit. We're serving from a place of emptiness because we have not cared for ourselves. We're caring for everybody else before we care for ourselves. And we're wondering why we're feeling depleted, why we're feeling insecure. And you may be sitting there thinking, well, Coach Adams, I thought this was Motivational Monday. And what does this have to do with the price of tea in China and me living out my dreams and working my vision and achieving my goals? Well, it has everything to do with that. Why? Because if you are feeling insecure, you better believe you will not live out your dreams. You better believe if you're feeling insecure and you don't feel good enough, you don't feel smart enough, you don't feel like you're wealthy enough, and all of those things that we mentioned, you're not going to attractive enough. You are not going to live out your dreams. You're not going to pursue your vision. You're not. You're not because you don't feel that you're worthy enough. And this is a thing that you must understand, that if you are not living out your assignment and fulfilling that, you're going to constantly feel insecure because you're out of alignment. And so a great level of fulfillment comes when we make that connection with the purpose that we were created for. And we're not going to live that out if we don't allow ourselves to be built up in those areas that we are weak. It's those weak spots, and we all have them. Those weak spots are opportunities, though, opportunities for us to grow. And as we focus on those areas and we give attention to those areas that are weak spots, as we focus in on those areas, for example, if you feel like you're not good enough, if you focus in on this current weak spot and you allow yourself to be developed in this area, you're going to come out on the other side stronger, greater, and better. And the journey is about living and being the highest, greatest version of you. And who you are is so wonderfully powerful in your own right, but you need to tap into that power. And so the way in which you do that is to navigate based on your values. Take care of you before you take care of everyone else. And this is one that I love. You have to embrace all of you. You know, I remember early on my journey when I started speaking and standing before a group, you know, I have a quirkiness side to my personality, sometimes can be a little awkward and all of that. But I didn't want to embrace the quirky side of my personality. But that's a part of who makes me and uniquely me. And so until I could embrace all aspects of who I am, that's what makes us unique. That is what makes us that individual that is set apart, different from anybody else. And so when I came to the realization that, yes, at times I may be awkward. Okay, that's who I am. At times I may be quirky, and everybody doesn't get her. There are those that do and will, and there are those that won't. But what matters most is that I get her. And in order for us to get who we are, we have to embrace the fullness of who we are and be okay with being the unique original that we were created to be. I want to challenge you today. Stop trying to be a carbon copy of someone else. Be the best original you that you were created to be, that you were designed to be. You know, I understand comparing ourselves to others. I get it. I've been there. I'm not saying I don't still struggle, because it's real. But you have to embrace you, the fullness of you. Whatever that may look like. And if you require a lot, so what? That's you. Now, I'm not saying that there's not still opportunities for us to grow, but you have to first embrace you. And when you embrace you, then you'll determine, are these areas that I can grow in, that I can improve and move to another level of who I am, a higher, greater version of me? But you have to first embrace you and all of the aspects, the facets of you, and whatever that may be, and find your voice. Be one with you. And when you are, now you can tweak where you need to tweak. If you decide you want to tweak, but don't allow your power to come from the outside in and allow others to tell you that you're not good enough, to tell you that you're not smart enough, you're not attractive enough, you're not this, you're not that, you're not. No. Be okay with who you are. Awkwardness, flaws, quirkiness, and all, whatever it may be. Embrace the fullness of you, because who you are is dynamically awesome and powerful. The unique you, oh, if you just embrace him or her, he or she is phenomenal. But you have to get to embracing the uniqueness of who you are. How do I stop being insecure on my journey? Well, we've established that you must navigate based on your core values, values at your core, at your center, principles from the inside out. So you must take care of you before you take care of anyone else. Don't sacrifice caring for you. You're busy running, caring for everybody. And now you're about ready to drop dead because you're on empty and your tank hasn't been filled. And you're wondering why you're feeling agitated and irritated and frustrated and all of these things, because you haven't taken the time to care for your greatest commodity, and that is Y-O-U. Embrace all of you, the uniqueness of what makes you, you. You see, one of the things that I've grown to realize is when I was able to tap into and embrace the various facets of my personality and who I am, in that was freedom, because I was just able to be. You know, it's so interesting because an associate of mine, we talk, they'll mention someone who's like, oh, my God, they are this person on social media. They just, woo. But you know what I love is that they embrace who they are unapologetically. And you may like it or not, but they are one with who they are. And I can appreciate that. I really can. Because that's what embracing all of you means. The quirkiness, the awkwardness, the, you know, rigidness, the whatever. Just be you. Be the best you that you can be. Don't allow challenged negative thinking. Challenge the negative thinking. Don't embrace the negative thinking. Challenge the negative thinking. When you challenge the negative thinking, guess what? You will move from being insecure to being secure. Why? Because that negative stinking thinking, when you replace that with positive thinking, guess what? You now make a shift. You have a paradigm shift. You begin to see things from a different point of view. Now you're not seeing things from a negative place, but rather you're seeing things from a positive place. You've replaced impossible with possible. You've replaced the negative with positive. Your glass is now half full instead of half empty when you're able to challenge the negative thinking. And I must say, we all deal with it. You know, I've often shared that we have to stop entertaining the negativity. I've been guilty on my journey as well, entertaining negativity, you know, setting the beautiful table, inviting negativity to sit at the table in your mind. You have the beautiful floral arrangement and the china and the silverware and flatware and all of that, the beautiful crystal. And you're entertaining negativity. You have to break that. You have to put a stop to that. You have to tell the negativity, no, you can't come sit at the table in my mind. Set that table for positivity. Invite the positive thoughts. Invite the empowering thoughts. Invite those thoughts that will build you up, not tear you down. See, the negative thoughts will tear you down. And when you can replace that negative with positive, you now, again, have put yourself in a different frame of mind, a different point of view. You're seeing things from different glasses, from insecurity to secure. You're now feeling secure. Because of making the shift in the energy, the thoughts that you are entertaining. So how do I stop being insecure? How do I increase my self-esteem and conquer this process of the limited thinking and the insecurity? Well, navigate based on your values. Take care of you before you take care of anybody else. Embrace all of you. all of the various layers and dimensions that make you you, that make you uniquely you. Challenge the negative thinking that is causing you to feel defeated, that negative thinking that is causing you to feel insecure. You have to challenge that negative thinking, as I like. You have to invest time with the right people. Oh, this is so important. And I tell you now, in this season of my life, I am evaluating this so intently. I'm questioning and asking myself, how do I feel when I'm in certain people's presence? Why? Because time is our greatest resource that we can never get back. And so invest time with the right people. Do you have the right people around you? Do you have the right people in your circle? I think of often, and I reference often, the movie Meet the Fockers and the Robert De Niro character who spoke about the circle of trust, the circle of love. Do you have the right people around you? Are you investing your time with the right people? You know, people will pull on your time if you let them. They will. And you realize, oh, my gosh, they have drained the energy from me because they are energy zappers. You know, when someone comes in a room and you think, oh, God, is it them? Oh, my gosh, and you start to duck and dive because you know they're going to be negative, Nelly. They're going to be negative, Ned. They always have something negative to say, and it's just draining and it's zapping you of energy. And it begins to make you feel insecure because they're so negative. They start to talk negative about you, and they plant these seeds of negative words, and you start to buy into it. And the next thing you know, you're not feeling good about you when you're in that person's presence. You begin to question you. You begin to think, wow, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not whatever. I'm not because of having the wrong people in your circle, investing time with the wrong people. We have to invest time with the right people. You see, the right people, and don't misunderstand, I think it's important for us to receive constructive criticism, but constructive criticism comes from a place of love. And that person has your best interest at heart. So I want to make sure that we are keeping this in the right perspective, that it's not that you don't want someone to share thoughts with you that can help you to grow in being the higher, greatest version of yourself. But are they coming from a place of love? Are they always attacking you and constantly tearing you down? And that's what you have to evaluate. When you're investing time, your greatest commodity, your greatest resource, time with others, you have to ask yourself the question, is this person the right person to give my energy to be in my presence? Because you only want to invest time with the right people. Those people, in essence, that are worthy to be in your circle. I know you're struggling with that one because you already feel I'm not good enough, and we're talking about that we have to deal with and face insecurities, and we have to conquer these insecurities. And when we conquer the insecurities, we're now able to be a greater, higher version of ourselves. You know, it's so important to not only navigate based on your core values, take care of yourself before you take care of others. This taking care of yourself before others is not taking care of others at the detriment of you. please don't misunderstand. I have a servant's heart. I'm all about serving others. But the key is it at a detriment to you? And that's where you want to make sure that you maintain the balance that you need, that you are filling you up so that you have what you need to overflow and give into the lives of others, not the other way around. And that's what's so key. Embrace all of you, whatever those facets are of your personality. You have to appreciate you first and foremost before anybody else. If you don't appreciate you, do know that others will not appreciate you. If you don't celebrate you and your uniqueness, your quirkiness, your awkwardness, your whatever, other people are not going to appreciate it. If you're constantly attacking you, guess what? Others will attack you as well. Challenge the negative thinking. When that negative thinking rises up on the inside of you, be aware of it. Have the awareness to recognize, whoop, there's a negative thought, and deal with that negative thought as it rises to the surface. Speak to that negative thought and let it know, no, you can't have control here. Command it to move from the seat of the table in your mind and invite positive thoughts to only sit at the table in your mind. Invest time with the right people. This is so key, with the right people. Do you have the right people around you? You know, if you're feeling a certain way every time you're in certain person's presence, you have to really and truly say, do I need to make a shift right in here? Because I'm noticing how I'm feeling uneasy. I'm feeling a certain way negatively when I'm in this person's presence. That would say that you're not investing in the right people. You don't have the right people around you. Don't allow troubling situations to get the best of you. You know, when a situation becomes overwhelming, it's troubling, you have to have the freedom to know that it's okay to step away. It's okay to step away. You don't have to continue to give that situation your energy. Do whatever you need to do to remove yourself from that troubling situation, from the situation. You don't have to stay there. You're not a victim. So often we think that, oh, I have to stay in the situation. No, you don't. You can remove yourself. How do I remove myself, Coach Adam? Well, if you're in a troubling situation, maybe it's in a conversation that becomes troubling. And in that moment, it's just too much. Who said you can't step away from the conversation for a moment to catch your breath, to kind of regroup? You have every right to do that, whatever that looks like for you. Because if it's going to continue to tear away at who you are and how you feel about you and cause you to feel insecure, guess what? Step away from it. Remove yourself and have the freedom to know it's okay. Oh, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the good. You know, so often we're so focused on the negativity that we don't take the time to really appreciate the good that's happening in our lives, the good that's happening around us, because we're so focused on the negative energy. And wow, speaking of good, you know what? It's Coach Adams' birthday month. Woohoo! I am celebrating all month. And I am celebrating by giving you the gift of empowerment through one-on-one coaching. And so if you would like to take advantage of this amazing gift that I'm giving in celebration of another year of life for me, that I celebrate you because you have brought my life greater meaning, and so I want to give back to you. Receive one full month of complimentary coaching starting at $450 a month. One full month of complimentary coaching on any of my coaching practice, on any of my coaching programs in my coaching practice for returning or new clients. If this is something you want to take advantage of, I want you to text this number, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Open your text message and simply put your name and one-on-one coaching, your name and one-on-one coaching, and I will reconnect with you so that you can take advantage of this coaching opportunity and the gift of empowerment that I'm giving to you, those that are in my network, through March the 31st as I celebrate another year of life. March is my birthday month, and so I'm celebrating you. In addition, maybe you would like to get more information about the full circle of coaching empowerment that I have available. Of course, I have group coaching through my personal and professional lifestyle growth plan. Receive one full year of coaching for a nominal fee with various benefits in a group setting. You can start at any time, and it's for one full year. In addition, we've talked about the one-on-one coaching, but I have private masterminds on specific topics that you may be interested in, and so know that you can express your interest there as well. So if you want to learn more about my full circle of coaching empowerment, simply text the number 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Type your name and full circle, and I'll know that you're interested in hearing more around my full circle of empowerment. Well, you know, it is amazing how quickly time flies, and we're approaching that time in today's broadcast where it's time for us to close things out. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today, and know that I am committed to assisting 100 individuals on their personal and professional growth journey through my powerful gift of empowerment, and I would love it if you were to take advantage of that. If you weren't able to continue to ask a question today because we didn't come to the lines, but you have a question, I want you to visit our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. If you are tuning in for the first time today and you're thinking, wow, okay, I'm intrigued by this Coach Adams person, and I want to learn more about her, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. I, again, thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams. And I want you to know that I don't want you to lose focus on your goals, and I want you to evaluate what is it that you need to do differently to get greater results so that you can live out your dreams, achieve what you desire, and know that now is the time to join in a partnership that will make a difference for you, and I want to be on your team. And the question is, are you with me? Are you tired of saying, I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish, and you're now ready to say, I will? Let me know that you want to join the I Will Club, and we can get on this journey together, and I can support you in achieving greater results.